Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. I've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today call Iowa City their home. Their sound is full of rich dynamics, unique arrangements, and raw harmonies. Their latest album is called Fine Line. Please welcome Red Rock Hill.
Fine line between what is right and the selfishness of my youth. I am a man of good reputation. At least that's not too far from the truth. I am now what I was then, of enlightened rogues and journeymen. Like my father and his father, lineage of river folk and fishermen. Please keep this to yourself, don't tell my mother. But if fishing was heroin, I'd be dead in the gutter. I keep the fine line, I keep the fine line, I keep the fine line. My daddy taught me when I was 10, keep the rod tip high, come back soon and do it again. Have patience, he'd say, you won't learn this in one day, as the current moves stones beneath our feet. And I'd like to show you the church he goes to. It's water through your fingers, there's nothing you can hold on to. Yeah, cry of the red-winged blackbird is everywhere. Halo of rusty spinners adorns him there. Cold of the fading twilight brings him deep despair. Darkness falling and I'm headed upstream. The fine line between what is right and the selfishness of my youth. I am a man of good reputation. At least that's not too far from the truth. I keep the fine line. I keep the fine line. I keep the fine line. I keep the fine line.
Fine Line, that's a title track off a 2012 album by our band, our guest this week, Red Rock Hill, on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City before a live audience on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. And in name, this trio, Red Rock Hill, is Jay Wetmore. You heard there with the lead vocals there and the guitar. Elise Philpott, his wife, Dave Hansen, there on the bass. Welcome to the three of you. You all look so handsome up there.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
It's a real thrill to have you. You've been around for a few years. I wonder how it is that we didn't get your talent here sooner. I'm glad that we did at this point.
It is such a treat to be here. We've been really excited. I've been out to a number of Java Blend shows over the years, and it's just amazing to be up here and have friends that came out today, and we really appreciate the chance. Thanks so much.
Really good. Jay, you are the author of many songs of this group, as you were in that first one. Fine Line, talk about fishing as a metaphor there. Did you grow up fishing?
I did. I grew up fishing with my dad. He taught me how to fly fish for trout, and that's still something that I do as often as I can.
You know, I grew up fishing, but not fly fishing, and I've always been admiring those who can do fly fishing.
It's just a way to catch fish.
Is it just a way?
And be outdoors and see.
You're being very modest. Let's go back to music, but before that, tell us what you have in store for us this hour. Give us a little preview.
Well, we have a bunch of new songs that we've been working on. We are trying to record a new CD in the very special Minds in My Basement studio. It's going a little slower than we thought.
They tend to do that.
But we're all really busy. We all have day jobs and work hard. And, you know, one of the best things about Java Blend is you get to take some time off of work. But anyway, this next tune we'll play is it's a song called Cold Rain that I wrote probably in 2002, but it's about the summer of 2001, which is the year that Elise and I got married. And anyway, it's a song about summer.
Okay, let's enjoy the hour with Red Rock Hill here on Java Blend.
Best summer I ever had. Started out with a trip to Utah. I saw sandhill cranes in the middle of Nebraska. Caught about five dozen trout on the south slope, my old hangout. Got to visit some of my old friends, and I hope next year I can do it again, because those days seem so far away. When I got home to my wife and daughter, all we could think about was cool, cool water. Summer days were hot and hazy. We'd swim after work and watch a paisley sunset over the cornfields west of town. Then it was time for the family vacation. Wish we could do things within some moderation, but we headed east out to Tennessee. Then we turned it north to the Champlain Valley. In-laws and parents and brothers and cousins, a spunky old aunt and a crazy uncle. Where'd you get all that hair on your arms? So glad to see them. Wish we could stay. We got home to our ripe tomatoes, late summer sun and the sound of cicadas, and 10 shades of green and some tall lawn mowing. But deep down I knew summer was going when third grade Haley headed back to school, and after Labor Day they drained the city pool. The day's getting shorter, there's a chill in the air, and the farmer's all in there said beware of the hard winter coming this year. cold, cold rain through my window came. September's not the same anymore. After cold, cold rain, and I feel a change. I think the summer's gone for sure. I think the summer's gone.
Our next song is one of the most recent ones that Jay wrote. He wrote it this winter, and the name of it's Feathers and Wax. And we kind of our shorthand name for it within the band is the Dream Song. The Wishes Song. I'm sorry, my shorthand name for it's Dream Song. And everybody looks at me and says, it's about wishes, isn't it?
I've played a lot of folk and bluegrass music, and there's a lot of songs about I wish I was a something. And it's always a load of fun, and I thought, I'm going to write a whole song about that. So these are some of the things that I wish for, and sometimes wishes get sabotaged, though, hence the Icarus reference with the feathers and wax.
Myself dizzy, shouldering nobody's load. I wish I was a freight train on a slow track leaving town. I'd blow my whistle long and low, westbound and down. I wish I was blue sky. I'd sit back and watch the storm clouds churn. Wishes were sunshine, you know that I would burn. I wish. I wish I was a lizard king, a sky dog on his bike, my favorite long gone rock stars. I would bring them back to life. I wish I was a painting by a Fauvist master's hand, a work of art so stunning, I'd be worth 900 grand. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wish I was a blues man. Heartbreak and sorrow I would bring. If wishes were guitars, you know I'd break my string. I wish. Wish I was a horseman, a western rider on the plains. I'd make up 100 cowboy songs. I'd rob 100 trains. I'd ride out under a sunburst sky. To the edges I would roam. If wishes were horses, you know that I'd get thrown.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Pines.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
They call themselves Red Rock Hill, and they are a guest this week on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Jay Wetmore, Elise Philpott, and Dave Hansen on our stage. Two guitarists and a bass. Three people. One of them, a native Iowan. The other two are transplants here. Dave is chuckling. He's the native Iowan with the bass guitar there. So Elise and Jay, we have to hear how you were drawn to this fair state. And we already heard from Jay that you started out in New York State. How, Elise, how did the two of you get together and where?
Well, I was in Montana for my 20s and moved to Utah for my early 30s. And I met Jay there. We actually met at a cow ballet.
At a what?
A cow ballet, which was a sort of a unique...
Now, you got to say what happens at a cow ballet.
So a cow ballet was a fundraiser that a friend of ours, who actually is a music producer out there for shows, put on in our little tiny town up in the mountains to raise money to put in a rodeo arena. And so... Jay's band was brought up from Salt Lake City to play, and it was a little bit like a David Lynch movie scene at this little park up in the mountains with pink tutus on everyone's heads and stuff, but it was
surreal.
Crazy cow masks, and afterward a group of us formed a song circle and just stayed up until about 2 or 3 in the morning playing music under a western sky, and that's how Jay and I met. And after that, he would go fishing and drive by my little house out there in the hills and bring me trout.
Bring you trout that he'd caught out there fly fishing.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That is a wonderful love story. I like that. RedRockHill.net is the way you can find out more about Red Rock Hill. But this entire performance, if you're catching it in your car, in your kitchen, in your workshop, whatever you're doing and you're listening to this, you know you can download this entire hour-long concert by Red Rock Hill by going to iowapublicradio.org. search for Java Blend and download it as a high-quality MP3 in stereo, along with other concerts, other performances we have on Java Blend. And let's go back to music. Red Rock Hill, we're loving this. We like the little stories and the wonderful songs. What do you got next for us?
Well, we actually have a song that mentions Red Rock Hill, which was kind of a bluff behind Elise's house in Utah that we used to hike around on. And anyway, this song's about our old red healer, Sage, and he was hit by a car not long after I met Elise. He lived to bark a lot more, and actually he got hit twice more, so he was not a quick learner. Well, anyway, this song's called I Am Found. It's kind of written in the dog's eye view of what it might be like to get hit by a car and then hopefully get saved.
My name is Sage Ho, diggity doggo, and I'm not about to leave. Shiny metal coming toward me too fast, and there's nothing up my sleeve. I can't feel. This is real. Rib cage collapsing, femur snapping like pine in a fire on Red Rock Hill. Fading image, going dark without night, but I will not fade away. I am lost. I am tossed. And the truck was moving faster than I thought. Turning, did not even stop. Spinning down low, and the pain has reached my soul. Alpha Doggo coming to my rescue, smells like bacon grease in my bowl. Thank you. name is Sage Ho, diggity doggo, and I'm not about to leave.
Thank you. This next song might be the most recent thing that I've written. It's called Long Way from Annandale. It's about this guy, Chris McCandless, went into the wilds, did a lot before that, but ended up dying in the bush in Alaska. Anyway, it's an interesting story, and I kind of applaud his adventurousness.
When you left your place that morning, you knew that you weren't coming back. You took the beat-up Datsun, it didn't take you long to pack. And as life's essential drifter, heading west into the sun, to crush your own existence, blow your dust on everyone. I watched you burn your money a long way from Annandale. Well, your car was almost buried, so you struck out on your feet. The desert laid before you and the people that you'd meet. Pick you up, set you down, and take you to the show. 2,000 miles behind you, they were looking for your soul. And I watched you lose your family a long way from Annandale. So you crossed the frozen river and you walked into the snow. You took the bus for shelter just that far as it could go. And you left your messed up parents and your friends along the way. And as life's essential drifter, you slowly drift away. I watched you find your living a long way from Annandale.
This next song is called Restless. I wrote this song for Elise when we were in Iowa here. I believe it was really for her 40th birthday. Anyway, this is actually kind of the story of our trip here from Utah to Iowa.
Where her mind wanders still, northwards Montana, they call the last best. Turn her back to the mountains to ride out of the west. She packed up the U-Haul with Roswell on her side, tag 666 with the devil, you know we'd ride. We put a cow skull on the bumper, the neighbor said good luck. She took one last look and climbed into the truck. I know she'll miss this, I'll tell you today, but her spirit is restless. She must ride away. The mainstream like a smooth skipping stone. Polished and pretty, but with no time for her own. Administrative commitments and a terminal degree didn't make her as happy as she thinks she used to be. Now we have a home here, and we like this place well enough. But her mind keeps turning and churning up all this stuff. She asks if we should stay here, but there is no time to respond. When your smooth skipping stone skips right out of the pond. I know she will miss this, hard scrabble away, but her spirit is restless and she must ride away. You know her spirit is restless and she must ride away.
Thank you. We're going to do kind of my version of an Iowa bluegrass song. When we first moved here, we were fascinated by the ancient Native American burial mounds that are located throughout the Midwest and a lot in northeast Iowa. And that got my mind going. Anyway. This song's called Pinnacan Ridge. It's a place I pass on my way going trout fishing a bunch in northeast Iowa. And I have never found a burial mound there, but I bet you there's a burial mound or two up there. Anyway, it's called Pinnacan Ridge.
One, two, three. Thank you. Pinnacan Ridge, Pinnacan Ridge. I left my darling on Pinnacan Ridge. She was lying on a burial mound, way up on a higher ground. She went up there to fetch some roots, fetch some roots, healing roots. She went up there to make the medicine to cure my burning fever. I told her not to go up there, and just beware. You shouldn't ought to go up there, I didn't need them roots for healing. She found them in the sacred ground, haunted ground. She found them in the burial mounds, and she never did live to bring them down. Went up only for the morning. She did not heed my fateful warning. Gets up and walks around, all around. Her ghost gets up and walks around, 'cause I was just too scared to bring her down. 'Cause them natives haven't been round here, been round here for 600 years. Them natives haven't been round here for 600 years longer. She could not see the arrow coming. Could not hear the bowstring humming. Pinnacan Ridge, Pinnacan Ridge. I left my darling on Pinnacan Ridge. She was lying on a burial mound, way up on the higher ground. She went up there to fetch some roots, fetch some roots. She got shot with an arrow. Now the ravens eat the marrow.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa Band.
Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Red Rock Hill, our guests this week on Java Blend. If you've just tuned in, you want to make sure you go to iowapublicradio.org to download the entire hour of the podcast. Dave Hansen with us, Elise Philpott, and Jay Wetmore there. You're here with the lead vocals and the chief songwriter here of this group that we're enjoying. Jay, we're hearing so many of your fine songs here. Tell us a little bit more about your songwriting, because this is something I feel that you are compelled to do, or do you choose to do it?
Oh, no, I'm compelled. I think it's just something I do. Yeah. I've been doing it since I was a young kid.
Oh, how young?
7.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a guitar in your hand when you did that, or?
No, I plunked away on piano.
Yeah.
We always had a piano in the house, and then I really got into guitar when I was a teenager, and mostly I'm a drummer, actually. Mm-hmm. So, well, it's true.
Do you remember the first song that you created that you were really proud of? Or one of them?
Well, I remember the first song I wrote was some kooky blues song on a field trip to school. I was busy on the bus writing song lyrics down. I can't remember the words, unfortunately, but
does an experience like fly fishing or a dog's perspective on a car dog accident, does that just strike you all of a sudden? You say, that's a song?
You know, as you get older, you just allow more of life to wash over you, and you allow more of it to come out of you. And my mind is a lot more open now to writing songs about all different kinds of things. When I was a young man, I mean, you write about women. That's all you do. And then you get a little older and you have a little more perspective. And also, you look at bands like the Beatles. They wrote about all kinds of great things, you know, that weren't typical things to write songs about, especially in that era. Yeah. And my dad always would say, why don't you write a song about trout fishing? Why don't you write a song about skiing, you know? And I'd be like, Dad, that's lame. Well, anyway, yeah, and there's some pivotal songwriters that I like now. I like Steve Earle, and I like Daniel Lanois, and James McMurtry. And actually, there's a woman in Western Massachusetts, very close to where I grew up, called Sherry Knight, that writes all kinds of really cool songs about things you wouldn't expect. And you listen, and you have to really listen hard to figure out what exactly she's talking about.
A little bit of a puzzle.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love all that kind of stuff.
All right. Let's go back to music. We have time for a few more. Treat us to a few more. Red Rock Hill, here on Java Blend. What do you got for us next?
Well, we have a song called Relic. On the way up to, I used to be in a rock band and played a lot in northeast Iowa, and we'd travel up the Highway 13 a lot. And I'd always see, you know, rusted out, broken down farm machinery in some, you know, field. And I'd wonder about it, and then I'd start to see it was probably a lot like me. So anyway, there's a song called Relic. I'm a lost farm relic, lying dead in the field, from the 20th century. My tires are rotten and my axle stuck in the clay, and that don't bother me. Not much use for my kind, even straight off the line, I couldn't do what they do today. And the fingers and hands that I've eaten, for that I'm truly sorry, I must say. Tiger lily surround me now, trumpet vine grows through all my spokes. I take my soul as a knowing, ain't nothing more that can be broke. Thank you.
tiger lilies around my head. Trumpet vine goes through all my spokes. I take my soul into no wind. No more blood will be flowing. Nothing more can be broke. I'm a lost farm relic, lying dead in the field from the 20th century. Flowers lay their wreaths around me, and no one bothers me. No one bothers me.
Thank you.
Red Rock Hill, our guests, I want to jump in here before you wind up with a couple of tunes for us to send us on our merry way, and thank Jim Davies, our on-site sound engineer, Phil Moss, our technical producer, and Derek Kellison, our assistant producer. We wish you well in your travels. How far do you travel around to do? Is it just mainly an Iowa thing, a Midwest thing, or do you...
We have played other places. We did a couple of gigs down in North Carolina a couple of years ago. Elise's parents live in Asheville, and that's a fun town.
Yeah.
But mostly, just around Iowa City, and... points a little north and south.
Well, we wish you well. Please come back to our stage at some point in the future. Let's thank Red Rock Hill.
Thank you. Here's a totally... Actually, this is an ancient song. I think I wrote this in the mid-90s, but I've kind of revived it. Anyway, this is my philosophy on life. It's called The River of Life. And it even includes a verse about Land of the Lost that shows you my philosophy right there.
To the current flow, farther on down the river will grow. Swimming like a fish all through my head, I'm falling in the waters getting deeper than red. I open my mouth to drink my share. Now I'm breathing water like air. Now the river of life running through my head, and I'm waiting to find just to see what she said. Washing on down with a slot machine. There's water slide world and I'm squeaky clean. Well, spinning underwater, the river does move. Now my body's flowing down with the groove. Drifting in the current like a helpless case. I'm spinning in the water when it's over my face. swimming a little faster, and I'm falling down, and a waterfall takes me underground. Stopping for a moment, I take a little rest. There's Holly and Will treating me like a guest. I find the right pylon and I'm off again, leaving Holly and Will and the dinosaur friends. Spinning and swimming through the current flow, farther on down the river will grow. There's a river of life running through my head, and I'm waiting to find it, to see what she said. Washing on down with a slot machine, there's water slide work and I'm squeaky clean. And the river of life is a sweet young thing. I can see her running down by the garden swing. And the river of life is a soul to pay. She can take you down or leave you here to stay. She can take you down or leave you here to stay. Yep. There were few at the scene, though they all agreed that the man who was running looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visited my grave when the night went wails. Nobody knows and nobody sees. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Well, the judge said, son, what's your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you don't have to die. Well, I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I was in the arms of my best friend's wife. As she walks these hills in a long black veil, she visits my grave when the night wind wails. Nobody knows and nobody sees. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Is high and eternity's near. She stood in the crowd and she shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, while the cold wind moans, in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. It's my grave when the night went wails. Nobody knows and nobody sees. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.